Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untappd app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
We have a four-beer show for you today featuring Beer Tree Brew, Hubbard's Cave, Martin House Brewing Company, and Heathen Brewing. We'll talk pop culture, Honer has crazy office party stories, and we have Bruce Trivia. Today we have the guys from Michiana Beer Reviewers, Thad and Christian.
Say hi, guys.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Honer, and I am the host today. And, of course, I am with my cousin, Two Tones.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Bruce.
Hey, how you doing?
And, of course, we got MBR today, Thad and Christian.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate being here.
Been a long time coming.
Yeah, we've been talking about a crossover for a long time.
The crossover that we've all been anticipating.
That's right. The multiverse.
The only kind of crossover I don't fall for.
Hell yeah. Bruce, do you have beer number one?
I do. Virtuosity Blood Orange Mango Marshmallow from Beer Tree Brew. It's an IPA sour. It's 8% ABV with no listed IBUs. There's been 632 check-ins for an average score of 4.24. Beer Tree Brew is a microbrewery in Port Crane, New York. The sow guy says, have you ever drenched yourself in mango juice, then submerged yourself in a bathtub of blood oranges while biting into the biggest, most pillowy marshmallow you've ever had? Like one of those huge-ass campfire marshmallows. If the answer is nah, then take one sip of this brew, and you'll know exactly what we mean. Introducing our fourth beer in the series of Virtuosity Blood Orange Mango Marshmallow. A huge tart mango waterfall floods your taste buds with sweet zips of blood orange, sugary marshmallow notes that float between sips. Oh, not to mention that it has a mouthfeel of a thick, angelic smoothie, double dry hopped with Michigan copper. I think that's probably a typo on there. There's copper in it. It should be orange, smooth, tart, mango, and fruity. What's everyone's first thoughts?
Well, my first thought is it smells amazing.
Definitely. It's very smooth to drink, too. I'm really glad I don't taste any of the IPA in this bitch because I would be spitting it out.
I don't know. I mean, I get a little bit of a hoppy at the end.
Yeah.
At so the very scared. End.
I don't. That hoppiness kind of tastes like a little sour at the end. Is that what you guys are tasting?
Yeah, but yeah it's definitely. It's kind of like a bitter, bitterness from the hops.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like a greeneriness to it. I can taste the roughage just a little bit. The hop.
What the hell?
I don't think roughage is it.
I don't even know what he's saying. There's like what's the greenery? No,
there's a pininess to the center of it.
Okay,
there,
so. Yeah,
but the blood orange, I get the blood orange very, totally. Like, it's not just orange, it's that acidic blood orange. Yeah. It's one of my favorite San Pellegrino sodas, is the blood orange one.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Oh, like the soda waters?
No, not the water ones, the actual soda ones.
I could drink a lot of this.
Like, this is hitting everything. And 8%, and be okay, very happy.
Drink a lot of this. I think this could be definitely... it could replace a mimosa on the Sunday.
Totally. Oh, like 1,000%.
Yeah, all you can drink, like, this could be the, what is it, Virtuosity Bar or Endless, you know? I'd do that.
Well, and the color of it, you're totally looking at a mimosa.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and I think the bitterness comes, it's almost orange peel instead of a hop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think that's what I'm agreeing with you, because I don't taste the hop that they're tasting.
Well, I think the copper is Michigan copper hop. I think that's what they were saying.
And they just cut it off.
Yeah.
They ran out of words. Untapped's like, you can't have any more. Yeah. That was a long style guide.
Michigan. Oh, God, yeah.
Or maybe it just is copper. We're just tasting, you know, a little bit of that metallic at the end. I mean,
they leave it in the can extra long.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is
this... Didn't you taste metal on one of your beers a couple weeks ago?
Last week, it was... I don't know what it was. I can't remember. It was a stout.
It's like,
right?
It tastes like metal. And we're like, what?
A metallic taste to it, I swear.
I don't know. That's a thing.
The eucalyptus stout. That's what you thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That can be in the fermenting part.
See, I was right.
it's now time for you guys right. to. Oh, okay.
Not saying that. No.
Shut up, Tony.
I hate you guys.
You know what we don't hate? Asking people questions.
Exactly. Oh, let's do that.
Who?
What?
When?
Where?
Why?
And how?
All right, now we are reporting. We are doing beer flights today, and we got two special folks over there. We're going to start it off with, who are you?
Who are us as a group, or who are us as individuals?
Individuals both. And right. A duo.
Well, I guess I'll start off. I'm Christian Milovich. I am the founder of the Michiana Beer Reviewers and co-host of the Beer and Nonsense podcast.
And I'm Thad Schmidt, co-founder, graphic designer, and beer taster for Michiana Beer Reviewers.
That's the best job right there.
Oh, it is.
Beer taster, for sure.
Yeah. We always consider ourselves consumers.
That's so right. That's
people
right.
ask us to come brew, we're like, well, we'll come brew, but I want to taste as we go along.
Where are you so far?
Exactly.
So what is the Michiana Beer Reviewers? Go into that a little bit.
That's a good question. So in September of 2017, I went on an anniversary trip with my wife up to Michigan, mostly because we were supposed to go to the Outer Banks, but Hurricane Matthew wiped out everything. We couldn't get out to the Outer Banks. So we just drove through Michigan for 8 days. We went all the way up to the Upper Peninsula and then drove back down, coming home through Frankenmuth. And while I was doing that trip, I started drinking only craft beer from local area. And I was like, I don't know if everybody knows how great this stuff is. So I'm just going to start talking about it on Facebook. And like 2 days in, I have 700 people following me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, why do people care what I'm saying about beer at all? And then it just continued to grow from there, and it started to become overwhelming. People were like, are you going to do themes every day and stuff? And I was like, Jesus, like, I guess. And then I saw Thad, and I was like, hey, do you want to help me with this? And he was like, totally. And that's like, so
yeah, that's a hard one. Hey, can you come help me drink beer?
Yeah. And that maybe a month in, 4 weeks in, he was on board and we were running with it. So
yeah, actually the first question he asked me is to come up with the logo.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we had he wanted Indiana as a mug, and then I was like, how about Michigan as the foam? He's and like, yes.
Blew my mind. I was like,
yeah, fuck Illinois and Ohio, right?
No. Actually, our biggest following right now is out of Columbus, but Michiana is where we're from. He was born in
Brewdog,
Michigan,
right? Brewdog out there.
Brewdog's out there. Hoppin' Frog. You got, oh gosh, Maui Bay. Like, just we got a great following out there. Jackie O's is in Columbus. That's a great one. I've never had a bad beer from there. But
challenge accepted.
Yeah, try Who Cooks For You. It's a summertime New England IPA. One of my favorites. Unreal.
Oh, that would be bad for me because I don't like IPAs. So.
You would like this. I promise you'd like it.
We've had IPAs that we both like, and we don't like IPAs. So it's possible. No, greed.
For the sake of this conversation, I didn't.
But Michiana, because he's born in Michigan, and I was born in South Bend, Indiana. So that's why we're Michiana Beer Reviewers.
Okay. It still blows my mind. I did not know that Michigan was the foam. I'm still.
You didn't know that?
Let me see it.
I saw it.
Let me see it. Let me see your chest. Okay, no, I didn't even notice
either.
I noticed it from the
beginning. My head's still blown on that one.
He made me this shirt, and I was wearing it camping one time with my kids, and this guy walks up. He's like, hey, man, I like beer, too. And I'm like, yeah. And he was like, we're from Michigan. I was like, well, the foam on my mug here is Michigan. He was like, get out of here. I want that. I want that.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to impress people from Michigan.
Hey, easy.
Yeah, they can beat the Buckeyes once and think it's the greatest thing ever. So.
Wolverines.
I don't know sports.
Ball.
Sports ball.
Sports ball. Go sports.
I'll tell you what. IPAs. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We both did not like IPAs when we first started either.
Yeah.
So our palates have completely changed in 4 years. So I think you're going to start. You shake your head.
No, oh, Dad.
Again, he's only doing this. He has found some. So have I. There are so many different kinds out there that, you know, it's just changed. We've had IPAs that don't even taste like an IPA. Like, this was an IPA, and he hated it, and he loves IPA. So, therefore, there's one.
So, I think this is where my palate changed. Because, like, when I first started drinking, you know, Zombie Dust was all the fucking rage. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, Zombie Dust. My buddy got a whole ass pitcher of it. and we started drinking it like it was nothing. Like, I loved it. Back then, I loved it. All of a sudden, I started outgrowing it, and I was like, man, I can't find anything I like anymore. And then we started doing this, and now I started, like, branching off into, like, sours, lagers, you know, blonde ales, all that.
So that's interesting. You started from the other side. Like, we started as dark and malty guys, and that's what we were given the best scores. Your palate was all hop and bitter,
yeah.
And you realize there's some better shit out there.
Yeah. Because, like, now, whenever I see an IPA, and it's funny because whenever I discuss this with anyone, they're like, oh, yeah, dude, you need to try this IPA. And I'm like, no, I don't, because I know I won't like it. But I will say I like double IPAs way better, triple IPAs way better. I think it's because it hides the hops.
Okay, so much.
So it's like
multi-build on those.
So those I prefer over the actual IPA. And so when people find out that I don't like IPAs, they're like, but you have a drinking podcast. And it's like, yeah, but because I like Coors. Like, I like Coors. I like domestic. So it's like, I'll drink that. And they're like, whoa, you're not drinking IPAs every day? It's like, no.
So, we're beer lovers, not experts.
And going back to what you said about screw Illinois and Ohio and all that. So we actually have added an admin in Illinois to cover that area. We added one in California as well. And then I have a family member we call Cousin Jim. He comes on and does Ohio beer a lot. So we're trying to cover everywhere we can.
That's obviously awesome.
You're reading our minds because we're about to ask you where your satellite locations are. You just covered all that.
Yeah. Oh, and we also have a cousin yep. up in Alaska. He's actually doing Hawaiian beers right now.
He's spending the winter in Hawaii.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean,
what?
must be nice.
Well, no, that's really cool. I didn't know you guys were like
anywhere.
You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're starting to.
You guys have any good drunk stories?
Oh, God. The ones I can remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could go back a couple weeks on our podcast and hear Thad being drunk the entire time. So
I just thought that was normal.
It's not unnormal.
Yeah, I was going to say. I had to go to a couple breweries and drop stuff off. And, you know, when you're there, they're like, hey, you want a beer? Yeah, you know, four beers in, you're like, I have another brewery and a podcast to go to. So, yeah.
Awesome.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Drunk story, though.
Oof.
We actually did an episode all about this called Poor Decisions.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what our stories even were from there. I don't get drunk anymore. It's been a long time. Year and a half now, because
I don't get drunk.
I was 12 years without being drunk. And a year and a half ago, I went to the Cleveland Brew Fest. I guess that's a good story.
Oh, God,
so man. The Cleveland Brew Fest, Summer Brew Fest, and my wife went with me. I went to the winter one with my brother. He has a friend that lives right in there. He lived right off in an apartment off Lake Erie, and Lake Erie freezes, mm-hmm. which blew my mind. Oh. So I'm looking out at a frozen lake, but then we wake up in the morning and all the ice is rushing onto the shore because it broken up through the night. So, and we had a great time. I got pretty close to drunk there. I was sending pictures of myself in the bathroom to my brother there. and he's like, where the hell are you? And I'm like, ah. And so, but then the summer one, we walked around Cleveland all day long just drinking beer. And my favorite place was the Butcher and the Brewer. It's a brewery that is literally half a butcher shop and half a brewery. And when you order meat from there, they walk over to the butcher shop, pull the meat out of the container, so you can actually go out and choose your steak, or you could choose your sausages or whatever it is that they're making. We sat on the butcher side, and there's a window open to the brewery where you can get beer.
Oh, God,
and it was super cool. But after drinking all day and then going to the brew fest and walking around, they call the Uber. And just as the Uber pulls up, I'm like, I'm really hot. Like, all of a sudden, like, the day just hit me, and I'm like, I'm just dripping sweat, and I go to walk around the other side to get in the Uber, start throwing up right there.
Oh, jeez.
And then I'm cold sweating in the Uber all the way home. So my wife ended up throwing away my shoes and throwing my jeans and everything I was wearing into the washing machine with my phone, my keys, and my wallet still in it. Geez.
Was she drunk?
She was not drunk, but she was pissed.
So for the last question before we wrap this segment up, how do we find you? Or for our guests, you know, and our listeners and all this stuff, how do we find NBR?
NBR, greatest way to find us is Facebook and Instagram. We do have a TikTok that he Christian runs a little bit more than I do.
Does he dance on it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know if I'd call it dancing.
Moves. I'm actually getting ready in, for 2022 to start the beer belly burn, and I'm going to document actually some exercise and my drinking. So
you're going to drink while you're exercising?
Sometimes, yeah. That's why I bought a treadmill.
It's called maintaining.
Yeah, that's all
right. Okay. Get rid of calories,
negative,
add calories.
Yeah, negative gains. So.
Yeah. And the last spot to grab us is MichiganaBeerViewers.com, and you can actually connect to all our socials on there, our podcast. We have a calendar up for events coming up. So,
and the Beer and Nonsense podcast is available everywhere. Google Play, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podcast Addicts, you name it, we're Libsyn. There. Mm-hmm. Libsyn. Yep, that's our podcast host. Shout nice. Out.
Well, I guess I had another question. Oh. So you guys are... yeah. You guys are friends with the Homebrew Club. So do you do homebrewing yourself, right? I think I've seen you guys go live a little bit, or are you just joining?
No, that's our admin in Illinois does homebrew. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you guys met Uncle Dave briefly.
He's allegedly a homebrewer.
Allegedly. We've been talking into getting back into homebrew.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I think I saw one of your posts when you said about to join in with our brewing session, but I didn't know if you were participating.
Yeah, no, the only thing I've ever brewed, I actually did a sour IPA with Ryan over at Studebaker. That's the only thing I've brewed all the way. Steve, I poured some grain into a cup for him, and then he poured it in at Southland Brewworks. But okay. No, and then through the process of helping Ryan, and I still want to help a couple other brewers, but I know I don't want to do it at home. Like, it's kind of sucked. I didn't like it.
I feel like it's going to be a lot of work to do.
A lot of cleaning my hands. Yeah. Like, I worked hard to go to college and stuff, so I have soft hands. Right? I'm a soft
That's
hand.
The reason. That's the reason. Yeah.
And so I worked really hard for that, and it about ruined it in one day with all the chemicals. And then climbing inside of a boil kettle to clean it out for him. And I was like, this sucks. I'd rather just drink.
I feel that. That's awesome, though. Yeah. I've always wanted to experience, like, the homebrewing. We've done it once, but obviously, I was not really a part of it. I was the guy that, like, this is years ago. I was just filming my friends, and I was just, like, live on Facebook, and I was just like, hey, guys, what do you guys want to know? What do you guys know? Anybody want to help us? You know, like, being just the guy that's not even helping, but, like, they're doing it. So, but every time they always bring it up, they're like, yeah, that one time all three of us did it. So, it's all like, I didn't do anything, but I'm still a part of that I've homebrewed before. So, okay, I'll take it.
Well, we should shoot out to Third Horse. It's usually in the fall. They have a homebrew day where there's like 15, 20 homebrewers, and you can just go out there and help them out.
Really?
It's a great day. It's cold as shit. They got fires going.
That'd be awesome. Because
you're drinking their homemade beers as you're sitting there.
As long as I don't have to actually like do it, I think that'd be really fun.
Just social media.
Yeah.
Online. Go live.
No, that's awesome, though. I'll consider that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a great spot.
All right. So last question. How do you guys feel about this beer?
Time to review. We'd use the untapped scale here from 0 to 5 by quarters.
Okay.
Give us your review.
Total review. Love the mango up front. Definitely get the blood orange. Like I said, I'm getting orange peel at the end, at the back of the palate. My score would be an easy 4.25.
All right. That's a good one. I agree with everything he said. I get a little bit of the pillowiness out of the center of this as well with that sweet marshmallow flavor. And I'm 4.5.
Nice.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for I gonna lie.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
I liked it a lot too. I really like the blood orange. I do get that little bit of IPA, but it's not putting me off like I normally would with an IPA. So actually, I think it gives a little bit of depth to the flavor textures. You know, going on with the mouthfeel and then with the back of the throat, giving you more of an experience. So I'm gonna be right up there with you. 4.25. I agree.
All right. Yeah, I like it. I like the blood orange. I like that it's thicker. It's got a lot of flavor. The mouth feels really good. I do like the slight bitterness of the hop on there. I gave it a 4 for me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I could replace a mimosa with it. I think I could do an all-day endless drink with this. But besides that, I probably wouldn't drink more than 2. But if I paid for it, like for an endless bar, I think I would definitely go for it. But nah, I'll give it a good 4.
I mean, the can art deserves the 0.25.
Yeah.
I'm the only one here that gives extra points for can art.
Oh, no, me. I totally would.
Yeah. Somebody to high five with finally.
Miss Marmalade.
Do you have hand sanitizer?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, yeah, Miss Marmalade. Yeah. The first cartoon character that ever made me go, like, oh, I wish she was real.
I thought you said that about Alice in Wonderland. All right, so we're going to go take a shot break, and we'll be back.
That's Snow White.
Shot break is a free shot break, just one time only, for Indiana Whiskey Company. Go on down on Sample Street and try their whiskeys. We've had them on the show. They're all delicious, including that chocolate whiskey. Hit it with those rhymes.
Yeah. I flaunt it. She want it. I look like a bonnet. Yeah. She's going to put me on it. Oh, wait. The beat dropped again. Now I got to spit rhymes to a clear mind. I don't know, man. Look at... I almost said...
Leanne Rhymes?
Yeah. Who's that? Dang, this beat don't pick up.
Pick the wrong beat.
I picked the wrong beat. But I guess I got to hit it. Beat it up like a body bag. Put it in a ditch. Got a body bag. Gonna hit it up like a... Wait. Yeah. The beat like went too much.
Wow.
He was on the spot.
Free, no copyright beat, flying hype, freestyle type beat by beat provider on YouTube. Welcome back, everybody. We had 2 shots of bourbon, and we are litter than a tree on Christmas Day, which is tomorrow. 2 days. I don't fucking know.
Whenever this comes out.
Yeah. And so now I am going to read off the second beer of the day. Megamint, Heathen Brewing, Stout, Imperial, Double Milk. Milky. 9% ABV, 22 IBU. There is 3.91 average out of 5. Heathen Brewing is a microbrewery from Vancouver, Washington, United States. Style Guide says, Stout Imperial Double Milk. Big and bold with a touch of mint, this Imperial's chocolate milk stout is kicked up a notch by using fresh-picked mint in the brewing process. The milk sugar leaves a pleasant residual sweetness that is balanced with the chocolate and biscuit notes of the specialty malt that are seductively balanced with aroma of the cacao nibs and fresh mint. Look out, Keebler. We got a thin mint beer.
Really
minty,
does.
Sweet, cookie, thin milk. No, it's cool. Wait, actually, there is a review on here from Bruce Burkhart. And it says, Chocolate Smooth from November 25th, 2021.
That's right.
You've already had this one?
Oh, yeah. You always yell at us, you bitch.
Motherfucker. Oh, you know what's going to happen later now.
What are you going to do, fuck a mother? Right? We said you don't.
I know. I know what he means.
Oh, no.
What's everyone's first thoughts?
Oh, first thoughts.
So Tony was going to say it tastes like a thin mint.
I said, no, it smells like the thin mint. Like, straight
totally.
Up.
Totally. Chocolate, mint on the nose, spot on.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get any more than I did.
Yo, you don't like it?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I don't like thin mints.
You don't like IPAs. You don't like stouts.
He just likes to hear his voice.
Do you like beer?
Yeah.
Now, I don't like thin mints, the cookie themselves. I don't think they're, everyone loves them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But this is, as you know, so good from my earlier review. It's very, it's very chocolatey, and it just keeps hitting the chocolate, and there's a little mint at the end, so it's not overpowering.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on the cookie. I'm totally with you on the cookie. I mean, I eat them because I'm fat, but but that's besides the point. The beer's good. Dark chocolate, nice maltiness. Yeah, there's a biscuity maltiness through the center of it, and that hint of mint on the end is real nice. It's very pleasant.
I'd like to see some more mouthfeel out of it, though. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a cookie, you know, I want to, you know, chew on it.
Yeah.
You know, I like the chocolate. I like the mint.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I feel like with the lesser mouthfeel, I feel like this is a stout that's very Drinkable? Like crushable, drinkable. Like I can just
not
drink
at 9%.
Well,
I mean, you should
maybe you who doesn't get drunk. This is drunk with buds.
He's gonna chug it.
Look at him.
No, that's okay. I got two more beers.
So, what you think? You think it should be a little bit thicker?
Yeah. I really do.
Like a more of like a dessert stout.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, it's just light to medium mouthfeel. Where I would want more of a medium mouthfeel, you know, or medium to heavy. Mm-hmm. When I'm drinking something like this, it's complex. You got. Like I said, you got the chocolate, you got the mint.
I think I would actually enjoy it a little bit more if it was.
Yeah.
Because it tastes a little light, a little watery to me. And thin mints, don't like those.
Well, so. It's thin.
Yeah. It's not thick mints.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Have you guys looked at the artwork on this?
It's called Mega. It's
a bunch of warrior Girl Scouts fielding some mint.
I do like that.
I didn't see that. Let me see it.
On a combine.
Like a monstrous combine.
Yeah. That's all awesome. Right.
So then it should taste more powerful.
If you're going by the name and yeah. No can or the bottle.
So
the
false end. Advertising.
You know, it's not false advertising.
Of adopting.
You guys always losing in first trivia.
Let's go then.
Totally false advertising.
Oof.
Bruce trivia coming at you. You know it's hot. You know it's wrong. You know you're not right when you're wrong.
Yeah, Bruce trivia.
Welcome to Bruce trivia. It's my segment where we, you know, I get to sit around and watch someone always lose, and I'm always the winner.
Okay,
you're a loser in life, though.
Oh, thanks, buddy. He loves me.
I'm sorry. It's the stout talking, not me.
Mega Man.
That's the Mega Man. Girl Scout and you talking?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to play Beer Taboo. Does everyone know the game Taboo?
No.
All right. So you're going to get a card, and the top of the card is going to say one or two, a couple words. And you're going to try to get your friend, your partner, okay, to guess said thing. But there's going to be words underneath that you can't say to try to get them to say it. And if you do, I will give you the... And if you get it right, and you move on to the next card. You'll have 3 minutes to get as many cards as you can. There'll be exactly 4 rounds. And we'll total up the scores and see who won. And then if there happens to be a tie, I have a one question anyone can ring in, trivia question to break the tie. That's the only reason why you would touch your buzzers, unless you're just being playful and just hit it anyways, because you always do. Now, just to re-go over.
I don't like this game already. I'm just going to say.
You can't say any of the words or a version of it. So if you see the word milk, you can't say milkshake. It's still got the word in there. Or a pluralized version. And obviously, like if the word is grass, you can't say grassy. You know, that's still part of the actual word.
Can we say greenery?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm going to thumb the card that you can't
So say. Our guests are here first. Who wants to be the clue giver first?
Ooh, well, we're at a disadvantage right, because I can barely read and he can't, so.
Well, we're both dumb, so.
All right. Maybe it evens out.
Because the other person is going to go the second round. Right. So who's going to be your anchor?
Christian.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right, so.
Nope, you got it.
I have the sand cards in front of me, as long as this goes right. Don't let him see it.
He's got his hand on the buzzer because you're reading.
He's already got the wrong answer ready.
All right, I'm going to start us here in... Go.
Drink this out of a clear bottle. My Aunt Kate drinks it all the time.
Coors Light.
Nope. Comes from Wisconsin. Always like it cold. Get in a 30-pack.
Clear bottles. What's killing me here?
You can just give answers. There's no such. There's no
Little Kings. That's green.
That's green. Clear bottle.
Clear bottle.
You can pour it in a flute, but it's a beer.
Flute.
Yeah.
Corona.
Clear bottle.
You can pass it if you want.
Get better clues.
Comes from over the pond. It's dark beer. One of the first dark beers.
Guinness.
Yes. The rate of this really crap beer comes in the green bottle, comes from out east. Oh, it is.
That was Rolling Rock.
Just came to Indiana, domestic beer. It's towards the East Coast.
Yingling.
Yep. Oh, this is in my fridge all the time.
Coors Banquet.
There you go. I gotta wipe your butt a lot after this domestic beer.
Bud Light. Budweiser.
It is a craft beer that's served at every establishment. Logan's Roadhouse, you can always get it. Go to craft beer. On every tap.
30 seconds.
Packs.
Yeah.
Just found out Dogfish Head.
Boston Beer Company.
Here they do.
Oh, yeah.
10.
That one.
9. 8. 7.
Sam Adams.
I'm going to give that to you as a Bruce Stretch. It's supposed to be Sam Adams Boston Lager. How many did you get right? All right. 5.
Uh-oh.
You're probably better at doing clues, I would think.
You're better at beer.
I mean, you're both going to have to do it at some point.
I know, but I'm trying to maybe me.
I'll go first.
You go first? Okay.
I'll read
you,
it first.
You read first, okay. Oh, fuck.
You guys don't iron any of this shit out ahead of time, huh? Just do it.
Right. We just do it.
We just do it. This is the fun part.
Nice.
Wait, so I can't say any of these?
Can't say any of those. And you can't say what's up top either. And you can't show them.
Or he hits you with the... Oh, that wasn't me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Set... Go.
Grandma's favorite.
Michelob Ultra.
Shine Bar.
PBR.
So I can't say those, but can I say my?
Sure.
Okay, my favorite.
Coors Light.
Oh, no. Black Bottle. Black Label. Domestic.
Pass for now.
Oh, God. Silver can.
Silver can. It's a Coors Light.
High alcohol.
Oh. Like Steel Reserve?
Yeah. Emilio likes this.
Hello? Corona?
Nope.
Becky's.
You can. He said Corona, so you can still use
Corona
it.
Corona Light.
Corona. It's a Corona.
Corona Extra. You should give me the stretch on that one.
No. Minute.
It's like Little Kings, but taller.
Big Kings. But taller. I don't know what that is.
Glass. See
through.
Same
30
color,
seconds.
Same color as Little Kings.
I don't know.
You know what Little Kings color is?
No, I don't. Pass. Next.
Oh my God. Derek's favorite.
And
Stella.
Nope. 9.
Stella Artois. Whatever. Okay.
Oh, 8. Yeah. 7.
Emilio.
6. 5.
Corona.
4.
The other one you said.
3.
Modelo.
No, the other one.
2. 1.
Oh, because he didn't say Amber.
It's still Dos Equis Amber.
Oh my God! Yeah.
So there's many, protest.
There's many kinds of Dos Equis. So
he said PBR. The card said Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
And he still did.
I gave that to them.
All right.
You gave what to us? The Dos Equis.
No.
Say the Little Kings can is in green.
Heineken.
How do you not know Little Kings?
Though? 6. You got 6, and you guys had 5.
Yeah. It's close.
So
I got lucky because a lot of those were people I knew.
We're gonna go back to back, so that way you'll know what you have to get. All right, to win.
All right, fair enough.
That was you just said like
people. All they need is a perfect score.
You said people's names, and I was just like, oh yeah, this one.
All right, guys, back to back.
Oh man,
shit.
Hope you guys suck.
I do. This is gonna be bad.
Go.
I brought it to you guys. The show. one of my favorites. One of my favorite breweries.
Oh, Anchorage.
But it's the beer.
Greed.
No. Not Rip. Oh fuck! It's Torn.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
I think Ming Chen did this one.
Look at a can over there.
Mexican
lager.
No. Yes, it was, but it's the name of the
El Tren.
Yes.
Oh. Hey.
I got one.
One of our other.
Did you skip it?
Yeah. I can skip, right?
Yeah, but let me know so I can rotate.
Oh my gosh. Yep. This is a 90s show. It was a 90s show. From. I'm bad at this shit. Everything on there, I want to say I skipped it. this is another one of our favorite breweries.
Drecker.
Yes, but that's what they make.
Brains.
No. It's a. I'm not helping you at all.
At all.
I told you I'm really bad at this.
This
one.
Is your anchor.
That's why I said you should have went first. Yeah, skip. Oh fuck me. I can say that. It's not the card. We didn't really like it. Bruce liked it. It was like a cucumber.
Hotel water. Cucumber,
but yeah.
I like that one.
This is one of our other favorites. It's normally clear in a can. It's got a lot of natural stuff to it.
Urban Artifact?
The other one. From down south.
30 seconds.
Down, oh, 903.
No, a little more to the right there. You get a lot of hurricanes in that area.
Just skip it.
20 seconds.
There's a lot of alligators there.
Florida. Oh.
Florida what?
Seltzer.
Yep.
Whee-er.
10.
The one that we mouthed earlier for one of theirs.
7.
Blue Moon.
Yep.
6. 5.
One of my favorite. 4. Beers. Domestic.
3.
PBR.
No, 2, other one. It's got a red can.
1.
Budweiser.
Is it Killian's?
I don't know that one.
You said red can, and that would have got you buzzed anyways.
It doesn't say red on there.
It says George Killian's Red.
Oh, okay. The name. So these are the ones I skipped. I could not think of anything for that shit.
2, 3.
I think yours were easier.
I would have never got any of these.
I told you.
See, I thought you meant Funky Brewster.
Yeah.
And then Loki is my.
They got 4 on that one.
All right. We can do this.
So that's 9 total.
I know.
And you guys had 4 to start with?
Yeah, actually, 5.
5?
Yeah. We had 10.
We had 10 total.
We have 10, dog.
We had 6 and 4.
Don't try this.
Oh, 10.
I tried, guys. Okay, ready, set, go.
Up North uses a color in the name.
Blue Blue.
Holy shit. I'm gonna pass that one. Really good at putting words on here that explain it.
I know.
Guys,
you're better than it should be.
I drink this when I go to the restaurant on Ironwood 31.
Modelo?
Yeah, but go further with it.
Negro Modelo?
Uses an artificial color, it's darker than red. It's very popular, was very popular before the craft beer boom.
Red Dog?
Nope, but you're heading down the right road. Keep going, but darker.
Over the pond.
Over the pond, good one.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
Can't help them.
What
you're
the
cheating.
Fuck?
It's the beer.
Foster's.
Nope.
It did sound Australian.
Hooray. Hooray. Hooray, beer.
not a dunkle.
No, I drank this at the Slippery Noodle I don't remember if you've heard that story or not. No. I pass. This is the big brewery, but it's really cold. let's see. Pass. This one's ass.
Yep. Strohs.
Nope, but close. Keep going. Name ass beers that we drank in college.
Ice House.
Yep. This is where my wife and I want to go, and it's one of the more popular, easy to get beers.
Udo.
Nope. Think in Europe.
Guinness.
Nope. Made by that company, though.
One minute.
Guinness Blonde?
Nope. You got the right color beer, then. What's the country? What's the country I'm talking about?
England.
Nope.
Original part of Black and Tan.
Oh, Harp.
So we got Dos Equis then, right? Because you keep helping. Like, what?
I don't even know what this one is. So I'm going to pass it and go back to this one. Okay.
Dirty.
I hate it. It tastes like ass. It's also been used in a Black and Tan.
Blue Moon.
Nope.
Bass.
From over the pond. Your
Boddington's.
Nine. Nope. Eight, seven, six,
nope.
Five, four, three, two, one.
You made those really difficult.
What do we got?
Bex. Parade beer was Red Stripe, Keystone Light, and Sapporo Premium, which I would have never gotten you to.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah.
We can all agree that Bruce sucks.
Eat it with sushi.
Sorry.
It's okay, guys. Okay. You did brilliant.
All right, 5 and 4 is 9, right? No, 5, 10. 10, 10.
Get your hands on your buzzers.
All right.
Damn it.
What is the state abbreviation for Alaska?
Oh, yeah. AK.
That's correct.
Abbreviation. You don't know those.
I was going to say it, but I was like, oh, he'll get it.
It took me a minute.
And the NBR wins.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. Give your victory speech.
Yeah.
Ray beer.
Yeah. I'd like to thank all the beers in my life.
But you
college got me to a lot of those.
So what do you guys feel about this beer?
Oh.
Final ratings? Drink it. I mean, I guess that's gives it something. So I'm going to give it a 3.25.
Nice.
You're not a huge fan of it?
No.
I love the chocolate. I love how easy it is to drink. The mint is not overpowering, which is good. A plus in my book. Some people might want more mint. I've heard some people say it should taste more minty, like a cookie. I think it's a bonus that it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a straight four. I really enjoy
it. What did you give it the first time you drank it?
I don't remember, but I rate as I'm tasting it each time. So right now, it's a four.
I was curious to see if it changed or if it was the same.
Actually, I feel like it might have been better because it sat out a little bit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as cold. I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't as cold as this. So I think I gave it a little bit better score last time. But I can't be sure. Yeah. I'm old, and I don't remember yesterday. Yeah.
Let alone. I understand that.
There's no sense in remembering
it's
that.
It's like I can remember my own name right now.
Yeah, I went ahead and gave it a 4.25. I really did enjoy this. I really did like the mint smell. That was fantastic. I like that it wasn't as thick. It's really drinkable. I'm actually trying to pace myself because I know I would just drink this really fast, and that's not a good thing. So.
It's a good
thing. It's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. So, yeah, 4.25 for me.
Hey, I'm going to be a 4.25 as well. I agree with you. The aromatics really made this one, but I wanted a little deeper body, which meant I was going to take that quarter away, but then I added it back for the bottle art again. So,
yeah, I was just going to say that. I'm at a 3.75. I'll push it up to a 4 for the art. As it's warmed up, though, I'm enjoying it a little bit more. So that's why also I bumped it up because I was originally like a 3.5. Okay. So I'll bump it to a 4.
It's overall it's very good stout.
Yeah, yes.
So we're going to take a small shot break here.
Yes, we are.
Hopefully we have some better tunes this time.
Maybe we don't.
Just let it rip.
Of course. Yeah, it's so slow. It's slow. I'm drunk. I'm sipping with the bros, I'm a king on the scene. I kill it every day, got that ching ching like bling bling. I go and the angels sing every time I kill it. I'm rhyming like a villain, I'm robbing you like Batman, but I do it for the thrilling. I'm riding all these houses down, looking like Santa now. About to put the bag down and you know that's the sound of me coming in, breaking in, going through the chimney. I'm gonna rob your ass, so you better rot your bag.
That was it?
Free, no copyright beat, king, hype, freestyle type beat, beats provider on YouTube. Welcome back, everybody. We're Jolly Holly Bolly Molly Shmata Mega, and we're now back, and what's his face is gonna give us the next beer?
El Zacatan, or something like that. It's by Hubbard's Cave. It's by Hubbard's Cave. It's an Imperial Stout, 12%. ABV, no available IBUs. It averages a 4.27 out of 7,000 check-ins. I have already had this before, but I'm not going to read my score. I'll do it later. Hubbard's Cave, it's out of Niles, Illinois. Style Guy says, Imperial Stout fermented with almond flour, cocoa nibs, cinnamon sticks, vanilla beans, ancho chilies, guajillo chilies, habanero chilies, and cherry wood. It should be cinnamon, chocolate, heat, sweet, and some body to it. So.
Yeah, that accent makes it say its name. Oh.
Chile. Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't fucking know.
Zacatón.
I like how you said that.
Zacatón. So I don't know why. This is just a random thought, but when I look at this can, I'm looking at the middle thing. I know it's supposed to be like a cave with like some rocks and shit, but I thought of like kidney stones.
Bloating.
Yeah. It's because you got to take Tums before you drink this. Right?
How your mind works.
Oh man, yeah. Smells straight up like one of my favorite beers.
Did you say that this was our local beer?
Oh, this is a local beer.
I like this one.
This is a local beer. Bruce got it at the Citywide.
The Citywide. This is our local specialty. You can get this locally in Michiana.
This is a spicy, funky monkey.
First thoughts. It has the same feel as the last stout. So it's not as thick, you know, as most stouts, but I do love that heat. That heat is just playing around. Yes. Saying, let's go down the slide together.
I think it's got a better mouthfeel than the last one.
I agree.
Yeah.
12%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hubbard's Cave's redeeming themselves here on the show.
I talked shit about it during the break, didn't I?
You did.
We'll never be sponsored.
Hey, we're being objective.
That's right. If you don't like something, say it.
Yeah.
This is easily the best beer I've ever had from Hubbard's Cave. The heat, the sweet, like it's all there.
That vanilla. I love that. The bean. I can taste the beans.
The cinnamon for me. The cinnamon and the heat working together is so balanced and so nice. And the chocolate runs all the way through it. So balanced. Very smooth. This is delicious.
I'm not usually a cinnamon guy, but... whatever you just said.
Because it's light. It's just a little bit of cinnamon. Yeah. Like, a lot of times when you get the stouts that have cinnamon in it, they just put too much in it.
And it's about the balance with it. Like, the fact that you get that heat, and then the cinnamon comes in, and then the sweetness takes over, that vanilla starts to take over the palate there. And it's just, the balance is amazing. I've not had a Hubbard's Cave that is this balanced. So good.
But unlike the other one, which you have said, and I can say, we could... almost said chuck it. It was very drinkable. I don't know if I could chug this.
No.
This is a frothy sipper for the
body. I don't chug anything.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think I would even try to chug this. I like it's a nice sipper. It's cold enough to where the spice is just like, this could probably just heat me up for months.
Yeah, it's too much body for you to chug it. But yeah, that spice just sits there.
Oh, I think the spice is too much to chug. I mean,
true.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm getting it all around the mouth, and then Chris's favorite, the mouth hole.
Throat hole.
Sorry.
Throat hole. Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I love spicy things.
So. Oh, I do too. So, yeah, you're right. The cinnamon's light, but it's there. The vanilla takes over. It's great sweetness. The chocolate's just banging all over the place.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what's banging all over the place?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Honer.
My segment, whatever this one is. Yeah. 24 of the wildest office holiday party stories we've ever heard. 24 of the wildest office holiday party stories we've ever heard. we've ever heard.
All right. It took you 3 weeks, but you finally figured out the melody.
Yeah, I know. I got that
it's
one.
It's been 3 weeks ago, and he's been trying to sing it, but he's been off the...
Because I usually sing dive bar reviews to it, not that, because obviously that's a lot of words. But yeah, we're going to start up.
You did it well.
I don't know what, and it's the last one, too. And I don't know. We're going to end it off. I don't know what number I'm on. I'm just going to go until I see the end, because I know there's only like 5 left, but we're going. So
just go then.
Just sit down, boys. A memo came out saying if you were arrested, the company would not bail you out of jail. 2 days before my first work Christmas party, a memo came out saying if you were arrested, the company would not bail you out of jail. A year before, several people were arrested for doing coke. Outside the Christmas party, the CEO had to bail them out of jail.
That's a great CEO. I mean, to do it even once. He's like,
once. He's like, all right, guys, no more. Right, no more coke.
Yeah. That would not happen.
No, he didn't say no more coke. He just said,
no more.
I'm just not going to get you out of jail for it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You stole my coke.
Right.
I probably was his, and they got caught.
I didn't see it going the cocaine route. I just figured a bunch of drunks were getting arrested for like coke and tox.
Who does coke outside of a, like?
You do it
go
in
inside.
You do it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We don't know if this Christmas party was something. In Florida. I mean, it could have been nice and warm.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but the wind's gonna blow it all around.
Wow, that sounds like experience there.
But if it's Florida, just dumb shit happens. Yeah.
All right, next up we have Everyone Still Talks About It. I was working freelance last year, and the production company threw a Christmas party at a pub near the office, where there are ping pong tables set up for a flip cup and beer pong. Everyone had a few drinks and another. Tiny, freelance producer, was sitting on the ping pong table talking to this guy when all of a sudden the table collapses. Beer spills everywhere, and she's on the floor of the bar. It's funny because she's so tiny, and nobody was really that drunk, and nobody got hurt. But everyone at the production company still talks about it, as do I. It was hilarious. So just because a tiny girl broke a table.
Remember that little girl broke the table? Yeah, it's so funny, man.
So one of my favorite stories was my brother, and it was at a Christmas party at a bar, and he sat down in a chair and just went straight through it and was laying on the floor, but he did not spill his beer. When he hit the ground, he kept it up.
Talent.
But I didn't stop laughing the rest of the night. Like, it was one of my favorite days ever. Like,
that reminds me, it's not a Christmas party. It was I guess it was last night. When the office
Your brother?
Yeah, but we're just sitting there, right? So, okay, well, I don't have a glass to do it. But
He had like a 12-ounce little mug, and it was probably 3/4 full. And he's just standing there with his arms to his side, and the mug is just like sideways. Like, he's spilling it.
Like this. He's just holding it like normal. Like, he forgot
he's just standing there like this, just... I was like, dude, you're spilling your beer. He goes, I am.
It's like, how the fuck you forget you even had a mug in your hand?
He just had the mug, and it was just like, I don't know, it was parallel.
Come on, we've all been there.
Yeah. I was like, normally you have a mug, and you just hold it, and you keep your arm.
Yeah, like, you just.
It wasn't Christmas, but Thad was doing that at Oktoberfest. And he goes, pouring it out.
Classic Thad. Next up, we got, fortunately, he didn't hurt himself, but strangely, he resigned a couple months later.
Uh-oh.
I've attended many holiday parties throughout my career, but one will always stand out. It was with a very conservative bank in the late 80s, and the party planners pulled out all the stops: lavish door prizes, a full course meal, dancing, and of course an open bar. One of the VPs, who was one of the most stern, button-down guys I've ever met, got completely blitzed and started dancing wildly by himself, yelling and screaming, even doing backflips on the dance floor. Fortunately, he didn't hurt himself, but strangely, he resigned a couple of months later. Sadly, if it would be the last party I would attend with this employer, by the next Christmas, they were out of business.
Sounds like he was an essential part.
Right?
Now what's going on with your glass?
Oh, you got the sediment.
The peppers. And the,
I think that's peppers.
Or cinnamon or whatever. The chilies, whatever. Yeah.
I bet it's the chilies.
Red and green.
It's got the floaters in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so next up. She was complaining to her boss. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Way to lower the expectation.
I saw a coworker complain about a recent assignment, then say, "Don't tell Bruce I was complaining." She was talking to her boss, Bruce.
It was a good one. Don't complain to me.
That's funny. You think Bruce would ever be a boss?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to move on from that. And the gallery was removed from public access within the hour. After rolling into the office the morning following my company holiday party, I received the company-wide email blast providing a link to the photo booth gallery. After scrolling through several hours of tame photos, I discovered a series of 25 pictures showing my boss in a progressing state of undress while hooking up with a colleague from a different department. The gallery was removed from public access within the hour, and both photo subjects were sent to HR.
Okay, that's a lot of misfires. No way that should have been like a public. You take your pictures, you get them.
A good party.
Are you going to, at your work, are you going to throw one of those?
Oh, no, we don't do anything like that.
Oh,
not fun at my work.
T-shirt shop?
Yeah. Oh, no, but I used to run a bar and a government agency through their Christmas party at the bar I was running, and plastered everywhere. No cell phones, no pictures, no videos, no nothing.
Yeah. That sounds like a good office party.
I was like, wow.
No evidence.
No evidence.
Except for him. Except for him. He can get wiped out.
Some years ago, we had our Christmas party at a local hotel and had some entertainment, including a hypnotist. I didn't read the caption for you guys because I just, whatever.
Gave too much. See? Ruining my life.
He asked for volunteers and several people went on stage. He went through the process of hypnotizing them and ended up with several people in the state of hypnosis. The hypnotist then told them there was a big pile of $100 bills in front of them, and they could have all they could carry away. One of our employees immediately pulled her dress up and started stuffing imaginary money into her pantyhose. Yikes! He managed to stop her, but not before about 1,000 people looked on in amazement. She was a good sport about it, and we decided not to hire a hypnotist in the future.
So the other ones didn't do anything? It's just her?
She probably started off like right off the bat, like, let's go. All right. So this is the last one, and then we're done for the Christmas holidays.
Woo!
Yeah!
Christmas.
Shut up. The next thing we know, we were in a plane to Istanbul, Turkey. The company I work for introduced new end-of-year bonuses, and one of them was a trip to Rome. As a developer team, we won this bonus, and the next day, we flew to Rome. However, on the plane, we started to drink, and the next thing we know, we were in a plane to Istanbul, Turkey. Nobody knows how, when, and where we decided to go to Istanbul instead of Rome. Later on, we understood that in London, where we had to wait 5 hours for the next plane, we changed our tickets to Istanbul. It was nice, though. Beautiful city, warm people, and delicious dishes.
Oh, so they figured it out. They just decided they didn't want to wait 5 hours.
That was your last story?
Yeah, I know. It should have been the hypnotist.
Yeah, he chooses.
I didn't choose nothing. That was horrible. In a row.
He just goes 1 through 25.
Yep.
Well, they were wrong then. That is not the last one.
I'm sure we're all right about our opinions on this beer.
Oh, absolutely. Dude. This is phenomenal.
Lead us off.
All right, so cinnamon, chocolate, vanilla are all through the palate. And then the three chilies, which I'm obviously getting in my glass, are just, the heat's just amazing. It's not overpowering, but it envelops the whole palate to the point where I want to go back for more just because I want to keep
cool it down. Oh, hot.
Actually, I want to keep it hot. Yeah, I want to just keep it going.
A steady hotness.
Yes.
I feel that.
Everything he said and more. Like, I am all in on this beer. I love the ABV being 12 because it's really masked underneath that heat. I'm going 5. I don't believe in giving a perfect score, but since we score 0 to 10 on Michiana Beer Reviewers, I'll give it a 5.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a perfect score on this one.
No.
Well, of us, a 5.0 doesn't mean that it's perfect. It means you can drink that any time of year, any time. You can never get tired of it.
If I was searching around in my fridge and I'm like, I just want to sip on a stout tonight that is just badass, and I saw that, I'd be like, that's my bitch.
Mm-hmm. 5-star banger.
That's good, because you were not a fan when we told you it was Hubbard's Cave. So that's awesome that we found one.
When Bruce told me he changed one out for Hubbard's Cave, I was like, fuck. But, dude, I'm going to find this one.
That's awesome.
Think you get that citywide?
We love citywide.
Right on now. LaSalle. All right. Two packs. Did you give a score?
Oh, I did not. 4.75.
Oh, see, you can't mismatch him now that you know you have 5. Did his 5? Did his 5 change your score?
It did not.
Okay.
You'll notice on our podcast when I'm talking, all of a sudden I get shut up because he just.
Well, he's the founder.
I understand.
That's how we feel about Bruce.
I give about 2 shits on that.
Bruce does the same thing. Don't worry.
That's why we hate him.
It's funny thing about Drunken Buds. None of us were the originator.
Yeah. Just whatever I have to say is more important.
Yeah. I've never liked you.
I do all the editing. So do you do the editing, Bruce?
I do.
Okay, I do all the editing, and when I'm listening, I go, oh, I feel bad right now, but then I'm not going to tell him that shit. Like, fuck
him. Like, I don't think he feels bad.
Does none of the editing.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. It's got spicy. It's got all the body. It's got all the flavors. This is a really good beer. I'm going to give it a 4. My previous score was...
4?
My previous score was a 3.25. So I must not have been feeling spicy beer then. Because
that's fair.
Yeah. So yeah, it jumped up from what I first rated it, but yeah, 4.
Well, I'm going to give it a 3.75. I do like it. It's just, I'd like the thin one mint better, so therefore it has to come in under. Maybe in a different situation, you know, after not having it, I would give a better score.
Hubbard's Cave, instead of putting gallstones, should have put...
Yeah, the can art. They missed out on the can art. The Warrior Girl Scouts put it over for the other ones.
Yeah, what's up with the kidney stones, man?
The can art is so basic.
I think that's what El Zacaton means.
Hubbard's Cave doesn't mess around.
Bland labels?
They don't give a shit about artwork.
They do not. No. All their shit. Like,
sometimes it's just a title. Like,
yeah, or just a crude representation of the food that they're trying to represent.
Well, fuck whatever you guys got to say, because I got to still score it, though. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice.
Better than the Thin Mints. This one is spicy. I don't usually like spicy, but this is just enough where I'm like, man, okay. I kind of agree with you. I want to keep it hot. It's not burning too much like other spices we've had, and the flavor and everything is pretty good. Have we ever had a spicy stout?
Have we?
Copper Kettle, we've had the Mexican chocolate stout.
I did like that one too. I think, did I? I don't know. I don't remember everything. So
there's some great ones out there that I would send you guys towards. Shokoveza by Stone, phenomenal. Okay. And then Shorts has one. What's it called? A friend of mine just went up around Shorts and brought it back for me. The Mocha Mayan, that's what it's called. So check it out. They're both solid, spicy, very similar. The Mocha Mayan and this to me are very similar, except for its ABV is only like 7.5, so you can drink a lot more.
Stay at home.
12 or nothing, right?
That's right.
That's right, guys. So shot break.
Yeah.
Shot break.
We got an ad.
Yep. Okay, guys, check out the Devour app on your Apple or Android device and try beers across 47 different states. Build your own custom box of the craft beers you'll love or enroll in a subscription, and it'll automatically snag the highest rated beers that suit your taste. No minimums or commitments. Get your hand-picked beers delivered right to your doorstep for a flat fee. Yep. Any amount of beer, or you'll ship for free with a subscription. And for being a first-time user, you can use our promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS to get $10 off your first order of $25 or more. Bruce the Beer Bandit uses Tavor to get our beers for the show, so you know it's legit. That's promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS for $10 off your first order of $25 or more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm back up in the basement, you back in last place. I'm gonna kick some dirt in your face and take you back to my place underneath the mattress. Gonna body up, damn it. I keep wanna killing people. In my mind, I'm killing people just for the thrill of it. I'm like Bowser in the Mauser going howder, did like Doozy Houser.
Doozy Houser.
Yeah.
Dr. Honer.
Gonna
boner,
got a boner, and I'm a loner, but I got a loner if you need it, cause I got enough meat in my pants to do a little dance in your face like that. Do a little phase with my dick in your face.
You're done.
A spicy,
spicy.
Trap beat, hip hop, rap vlogs, no copyright sound, free use music, free no copyright, instrumental music, anybody we got on YouTube.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here for the final beer, and Bruce has the information. What a guy.
Watermelon Salty Lady. From Martin House Brewing Company. It's a sour fruited ghost, 5.2 ABV. Notice the can yet again. Martin House brings you the sexy lady on the cover.
I'm licking it.
But she's no Miss Lady Marmalade.
No, Miss Marmalade was my
favorite. Made me question how all those people love animated girls. I'm like, I can finally understand.
I guess I'm going to go look up some hentai.
She might be over here somewhere. I find Miss Marmalade? She's
just a cute animated figure.
She's a snack.
I got her. Oh, I
get it. He got her all right.
I married a redhead. Ooh. Yeah, spicy.
Spicy. Yeah. Bestest.
That's what I hear.
Well, that's what she tells you.
Right.
All right, this is an average 4.0 from 323 different tweets. Martin House is the Fort Worth, Texas, United States. A watermelon salty lady should taste watermelonly, sour, light, tangy, and sweet. There is no real style guide on this one. What's everyone's first thoughts?
So this is really...
The watermelon smell for sure.
Very salty. It tastes like the ocean.
It reminds me of my wife.
I don't know.
Salty, very bitter. Doesn't like me at all.
Wow. I don't get that at all. I taste perfect amount of watermelon. You know, just a little bit of salt. So I like your wife.
All right.
But no, yeah, so this one is pretty decent, I guess. It kind of reminds me of the sandy ones that we've had.
Yeah, I can get a rattler out of this kind of. I get that a little bit.
So far we've had like three of those tasting ones, which are like a little bit of experience, like sandy in it.
All right, so I suppose I should come clean with, I told Bruce I hate watermelon. I don't even like the fruit. As far as it goes, gozas or goes or however you say that word, also probably my least favorite style of beer. And I'm so upset that you left this one for last and not Hubbard's Cave.
That's
basically what it comes down to.
This is your fault.
This is my fault.
You guys chose them.
This was not last.
This was totally your fault.
I see Hubbard's Cave laying around here. Anybody want to give me one more swallow? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, because this was supposed to be
finish
second.
It.
So you said you don't like
done.
It. So you don't like watermelon. You don't like goes. And Bruce said, all right, I'm going to get you both.
No. What it was, this is entirely NBA's fault.
NBR.
NBR.
NBA?
Michiana Beer Reviewers.
I just happened to see on their page, because I follow them on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
But they had one of the NBR members. I didn't know. I didn't care to look to see which one was talking about it. Was drinking said watermelon salty lady. And an NBR member said, that looks great. And I responded, then it's going to be on your episode.
Which is cool. I mean, and that's we'll what they try said. Anything.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Now you just need
it wasn't there though, but it was
right. It wasn't me that said it looks good. I'm pretty sure that was Andy, Andy,
completely Andy.
Yeah,
no.
So,
but
that's okay.
You took my joke away. So I'm gonna say instead of saying Tony here, I'm just going to tell
Christian. Shut up, Tony. Christian.
Oh, you can do that again.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony.
Christian.
That's why we don't have those buttons for Thad to touch.
No, Thad. Thad. We need him to talk less and you to talk more.
Okay, go.
Because you could only have a better opinion on this because he's in the dumpsters.
All right, go.
Not much better because goes.
Anyway, let me tell you what I thought about.
So, anyways, Christian, it tastes like a Jolly Rancher, actually. The watermelon Jolly Rancher. I'm not a huge Goza fan, so the salt finish is not my favorite, but the up front is actually really good. Like, it reminds me of opening up the old watermelon Jolly Rancher, throw it in your mouth. I thought you were about to say
throw it in a Zima, because that's what I'm kind of getting right now. The watermelon Zimas, you used to put the Jolly Ranchers in a Zima, give it a flavor?
I never drank
it. If Zima. Somebody peed in a little.
No, disagree.
Shut up, Tony.
So I thought instead of Jolly Rancher, I thought you were going to talk about like the nuclear ones, the Airheads, or what are those ones?
Warheads.
That's what I'm tasting from this.
Mm-hmm. Sour Warhead?
Yeah, Sour Warhead, watermelon. With sand in it.
Except for the garbage one.
Man, see, I'm not getting that bad. I'm not getting
it's
that.
It's good. No. I don't think it's like the best Gosa I've had. I mean, one of the best Gosa I've had is from Urban Artifact is the Spyglass. It tastes like Sprite was a beer.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess.
That's a Gosa. That was one of their Gosa styles, and it's not as salty as this. So maybe it'd be in your wheelhouse. And that's a local beer. They can get it anytime during the year. They make, that's one of the few on Urban Artifact beers that's made year round.
Yep. And they got a variety pack going out right now.
Really?
Yep. Saw that Belmont or somewhere like that.
City one.
I forget which one.
I don't know if it was.
It was Belmont because he sent a picture of like all this.
I did say Urban Artifact. So I have proof.
I got proof.
I have proof, but I didn't sound like I did.
You sold it like I do things to my wife.
Horribly?
Yeah.
That's it. What happened was.
Yeah, they have a variety pack, just believe me.
So we're going to do something a little bit different just because of time restraints.
Sorry.
We've had our first thoughts. What's our final thoughts on this right now?
I'm not a fan. I'm going to go 0.25.
Wow.
I don't ever want it in my mouth again. And that's bad because I love the brewery. So everything I've had coming out of Hubbard's, is it?
Nope.
Martin House. Everything I've had from Martin House, I've liked. I've actually even had other of their Gozos. I don't think it's their fault. It's my hate for watermelon.
So we just cancel you, okay.
Yep. Yeah, no, totally. Five. That's why I'm not going on Untapped with it. That's why it won't go.
Is the 0.25 only for the can art?
No, the can art's actually solid.
Oh, so now it's 0.5.
0.5, yeah. I'll go 0.5.
Yeah, she got like a bubblicious butt.
She's pretty, yeah. No, she's pretty.
I keep thinking she's a stack. Face. That's the point. That's the point. That's why she's pretty.
Look at that. That can. Dump truck on
the can
it.
Can on the can.
How about you, Thad?
We talk about this all the time. I'm actually not going to rate it. I'm not a Goza fan. I'm not going to rate it. It's a decent beer. Any of the people listening, if you're a Goza fan, you love watermelon, man, you got to grab this.
Another one of our characters on Facebook is my dad, who we call Catfish. He was a, what, Stroh's freaking
Pabst
Blue Ribbon guy my whole life. Loves Gozas.
Nice.
Certain people like that extra salty. And yeah. I'm right in there. The salty does not bother me.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's very good. I like watermelon. I don't love watermelon. So I wanted it to be better than this. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I thoroughly like it, but I don't love it. It's very good. It hits all the marks it needs to on a Gozo. It's salty. It's got that Jolly Rancher, like you said, but not in an artificial way like the Jolly Ranchers are. This tastes like actual watermelon. So I'll give it a little extra points on that. I probably would have given it around 3. I really do like it. It was supposed to be a stout. It's supposed to have another little lady on a Colombiana. But the delivery people fucking taking their time, and now it's going to be Monday. So I guess maybe in your future, if you come back on, you can have a stout.
We're on. We're coming.
Knocking the door. Are you guys back yet?
You got that beer yet?
So give you your rating real quick.
Like they said, who said the warhead?
I said it, but I didn't get my rating either, so I'll just wait until you say it.
But yeah, the watermelon warhead for sure. I'm going to give it a 4. I really do enjoy this one.
You scored this the same as the Hubbard's Cave.
I did. They're the same for better, different
I'm not coming
reasons.
Back.
Christian, we're more rounded than you.
Maybe.
You're
I'm
a pigeon.
Round.
Pigeonholed.
Yeah, so he's going to hate me because I give this a 4.25. I gave Hubbard's K before. And this one is down my alley. I like it. This is probably one of the better salty ones I've had where it like reminds me. I always go back to the sandy one.
That's what he said.
You know, the sea salt one?
Yeah.
And so, I'm not much of a watermelon guy either, but this is pretty good for what it is, actually.
I do like how the last beers are opposite.
Yeah.
You got your sweet and salty, and then you got your darker, spicy. Like, but they're both fucking amazing.
Yeah, pretty good beers. All right, let's hit the next segment. Tones.
Wait for it. Right there. That was it.
Pop culture.
So, pop culture. We talk about shit, and if you care, you care. If you don't, you don't. And I don't care if you care or not. Anyways.
So, first things first, South Park released another part for their Paramount Plus exclusive deal. They have 14 movies all together. I think they're all going to be South Park. It's probably a way for them to keep making money while they're not doing seasons, which is safe bet. Good job, guys. Right. You guys made trillions of dollars off this, which is fucking brilliant. So the first couple were on HBO Max. Those are gone. You can only watch those on there. Paramount Plus did two. The last one they did was to end the arc, or these four-part movies, was South Park post-COVID, The Return of COVID. So they always do stupid names. I love it. But so basically what happened is the boys went back to change their past to stay friends, and that was all that was holding. Randy said that no matter what, he always fucks the pangolin, and COVID always starts, he says, every time, so you can't change the past, because I'm always going to fuck that pangolin. And so they're like, he always fucks the pangolin. So then they realized that they had to stay friends, because they ended up splitting apart in the HBO Max versions. They were like splitting, like going away, whatever. Not growing up. They're all separate, so they were kind of growing apart because of all the stay-at-home things.
Yeah, okay.
And so everything was just becoming different, and they couldn't stay together, whatever. So what happens is they go back. Cartman actually fights to stay in the present, which is their future, because he actually has a wife and kids and everything like that. And then this is going to be spoilers, but you guys already watched. If you guys watched it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He had a good life. Everybody else didn't, basically. That's what comes down to it. But then they actually go back, and everybody else has a good life. And then Cartman is homeless and alone and a drunk. And I was so pissed. I cannot stop thinking about it, because they really did my dude wrong. Yeah, he's an asshole when he's a kid. But when you guys see him as an adult actually living his life and having kids that loved him, having a wife that loved him.
So the one episode, change your mind about him.
Well, because it showed him as a... Well, you have to think. All these seasons we've seen of him as a kid as an asshole, yeah, he's our favorite asshole. Like, everybody loves him. But then we're like, oh, okay, if they were to just, like, cut out the first part and actually just show him as homeless, would make sense.
Yeah.
But they happen to have that one part where he had a family, kids, wife, and he was happy.
That one part made you change.
Because if you think about it, all those years after they stopped being friends, he formed a different type of lifestyle.
Right.
And so, yes, in that one part, it makes you see that he became this person. So those, and all that.
It makes you wonder if his friends made him.
Whenever he was around Kyle, he hates Kyle. Kyle hates him. There's a rivalry forever. That's what it's always been. And so with you saying, yeah, one part like changed it all. But it's like, yes, because when you're a kid, you do stupid shit. If you were to stay in that toxic place,
right. Maybe
you would become worse. But he actually was able to leave that toxic relationship, friendship and everything, because he didn't really like them.
So moral of the story is to find new friends.
Yep.
And you can be better.
Exactly. Be better, like Cartman and NT. But yeah, overall, loved it. Really great, except for that one part where they fucked me over and I was so pissed. I really do hope with this Paramount Plus thing, I was really hoping they did a basketball too. But I think
it's possible.
But I only think they're going to do South Park. Which
or Orgasmo too.
Yeah. The Mormon porn star.
But I mean, like, what I got from those post-COVID things is I loved any interactions with Alexa. Alexa became an actual person who was in your car
and giving
you shit.
She acted like his girlfriend, Stan's wife.
Except for he didn't get anything out of it other than the nagging.
Yep. And so he'd always act like she was right. So then he would stop fighting. And then Kyle finally got an Alexa, the second one. And then he would always say, why would I need that? And he goes, dude, shut the fuck up. Tell her she's right. Basically, like, just say, take whatever she says.
He turned in the back seat. Don't shut up. What are you doing?
Yeah. Overall, it's a great experience. The whole four parts, man. I definitely need to rewatch them all over again to kind of get the full story.
All as once?
Yeah. Because I love it. All right. That's all.
I did hear that you're rewatching something else. Get ready for something that's just dropped. Aren't you rewatching or watching for the first time Witcher?
Yeah, he's not rewatching yet. He's only on episode 4.
I thought you were going to say The Matrix, because I am actually rewatching Matrix to get ready for The Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, but The Matrix, we can talk about that.
Yeah, The Matrix is out.
How was that game? How was that game?
It's not really a game.
It's not a game, but yeah, it was like
it's called the Matrix Resurrection or some shit like that. Whatever. I don't fucking
know. It's like a five engine.
But all the anything that has to do with Matrix game wise is considered canon, including the old
game. No, this game, it was just a tech demo for Unreal Engine 5. And it actually let you do this little cutscene gameplay thing where you could shoot agents' tires out, you know, just to kind of showcase the really Unreal dope. Engine 5 is the next step level of the next gen like thing. And the first time that we're going to see anything like that is Stalker 2, which comes out in February. And
it looked dope.
And it's like, that's the first thing we're getting of a taste of Unreal Engine 5. And it's going to be amazing. But it's
I've seen some demos of people, of the developers of Unreal putting Skyrim into Unreal 5.
That would probably look amazing.
And it looked pretty fucking awesome.
But the whole thing that Tony is talking about is all I got to do was watch them showcase it, blah, 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 explosions, all this. It looked fantastic. Looked like a cutscene, like that Final Fantasy would make. You know what I mean? And then
playable
and realistic, like really beautiful. And then I was able to walk around and drive a car and crash and stuff. You got to actually get you had a little decent playground city to actually mess around with, which is kind of cool because I thought it was just going to be the cutscene, but it ended up being no. You can actually play. You can walk around, drive, but you can't shoot or anything. It's just tech demo. And it's like you guys are finally actually releasing like public tech demos. Like you guys never do that. That's awesome.
They were just that excited about it.
Yeah.
They're like, the world needs to see this. Especially that it was like a Matrix game too, which is awesome.
Which makes sense because the Matrix is computerized AI intelligence that made that system, and then all of a sudden Unreal Engine 5
comes out
and it's like, wow, we are in the Matrix
tech demo. And it looks amazing
and it looks realistic. Can't even tell. I didn't even know I was playing it. I thought I was in it.
I remember your snaps or whatever you were sending, like, oh shit, I'm really playing.
Yeah, I didn't think they were gonna let me.
Have you downloaded and played, I mean, we're just kind of freeballing here, the Odyssey/Valhalla crossover?
I did. I played it. I beat it. Because
that's supposed to be 40 hours of content.
No, that's going to be Ragnarok.
Okay.
It's a different DLC that's 40. This was just a random event that was happening.
Okay.
And you get to go to some island, and you get to see Cassandra. So Cassandra's back, voice actress and everything, and she's all like, yes, I'm actually older, way older than you think. It's
well, yeah, because she's 1,000 years old.
Yeah, she's like, she's immortal. Yeah, I have a young face. So that's what she says. And then you get to drink with her and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool.
But don't you guys fight in the beginning?
Yeah, but you don't fight. Just a cutscene. Which I was kind of happy with because it would kind of ruin the moment if I actually had to like sit there and like, I'm stabbing you with these fucking lances. And
you're going to do anything because you're immortal.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was really cool. Ubisoft did really good with that. It was awesome. That's my favorite character, Cassandra, of all time.
You know, one of my favorite characters is, you know, Geralt from Witcher. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to watch Witcher Season 1, as we talked about. Are you pumped for Season 2? Are you pumped, Tones?
No.
Way to deflate that shit.
Yeah. It took me a while to watch The Witcher. I really did enjoy the game, obviously. I played it forever, and I still do.
Did you play Witcher 1 and 2? Or did you go straight into 3?
I didn't know there was a 1 and 2.
But it was called Witcher 3!
I just thought it was just called Witcher 3. That's like, what else is out there?
Everything always has a beginning.
The other games. Oh, fuck. Mass Effect. I didn't know there was a 1 and 2. I just started playing 3.
Oh my god!
Obviously, first, right?
I played one.
Like
I played
you
two,
literally
I played
have three. To input your choices in if you come in just three.
Yeah,
yeah. And you say, "I said default." I said, "Oh, there's a third. Are there? I mean, there's before this."
Well, yeah, because it's asking you what you've made decisions wise in the first two
from the previous.
See, I didn't know it was that until that
so
happened.
You just kind of just picked whatever. Yeah.
He probably thought it was like Skyrim, where it's like, "What's your past?" You know what I mean? And like KOTOR.
So yeah, he died or she died.
I mean, in Dragon Age games are the same way. If you came into 3, you had to fill in all the choices you made on an internet website that uploaded to your game.
So you had to go to the whole ass site.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, he was just in the game to do that.
Well, that's because that came out before the third one on there, and they get that all streamlined.
So Season 2 actually started, and I'm excited for it because I thought the first one was boring. But because there's actually more episodes, I'm willing to dive back in to see if 2 is better than one.
Yeah.
I disagree. I thought season one was great, but not like superb. And so I'm excited to see how the next one comes in because it's going to be closer to the content that we all know.
Yeah. I'm hopeful for season two. Like we said, season one, it wasn't one that I could binge. I'd watch an episode a night and it lasted like every three nights I'd watch an episode. Like I couldn't sit there and binge it. So I think I got through it, but I really don't remember what happened either. I'm going to have to like watch a YouTube short to fill me in before
I think with Netflix, because this is on Netflix, that once you start it for the first time, it'll give you a recap of season one.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen something on the internet, on YouTube, where Henry Cavill is just like, here's the stuff you need to know from season one.
You know what, though? Henry Cavill is such a fucking nerd, and I love it. Because he is a not nerd. Only is he like
he's a nerdy of the nerds.
Yeah, he's like hardcore he's like, nerd.
Not miniatures playing D&D miniatures. He's miniatures Warhammer. Nerds, yeah. Where you have to individually color and paint every piece and do a battle stuff, yep. And oh my god!
And it's funny because like you wouldn't expect that, like obviously in our
I don't know what to expect society from a British person because he's
no,
British.
But I'm talking about like how he looks athletic wise. He looks built.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't fit the stereotypical nerd
like Vin Diesel. When you look at Vin Diesel, you're like, yeah, he plays D&D.
I don't think that,
but he does. And he forces all his cast members to play and to show up on the Tokyo Drift at the end. He negotiated a deal to make The Last Witch Hunter was this D&D character. He got a movie just by showing up for 30 seconds at the end of a movie so he can make a movie about his D&D character.
Did he ever?
Yeah, The Last Witch Hunter.
I've never seen it.
It's not that great. But it's got Ygritte from Game of Thrones who married Jon Snow.
Oh, yep. Okay.
With the redhead chick.
Yeah, redhead chick.
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were.
But he's good. A huge D&D guy. And he got Dame Judi Dench to play on the set of whatever, Pitch Black 3 or whatever it's called in reality. His character to play D&D. You're talking about a 60-year-old knighted.
Everyone plays D&D, man.
Man, D&D's awesome. Speaking of D&D, sometime in season 5, the Grumpy Dungeon Masters will be on.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah? Are we actually gonna he actually wanted us to play, right?
We don't know what the format of the episode's gonna be yet, but they will be on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Regardless of how it is.
I just remember you saying that you wanted us to.
They kinda wanted to do kind of like a mix.
And I said we'll do that on his show.
Yeah.
Or that would be like a special.
Yeah.
So I was also thinking that with, I think I've said this before, but probably not on air, but if we ever get a true crime podcast on here, those are really big right now, always. But if we if we ever get those on here, I do know a couple that I want to hit up. I want them, instead of Pub Talk, to do a small investigation.
Yeah, I get it. That's a good
idea.
So
they only do like
10 or like to 25 the conspiracy minutes. Theory ones. Love you, Drunk Theory.
Yeah, because then we can have conspiracies and shit like that. Like, we don't have to do it the whole show, obviously, because that's not us.
Yeah.
But we are definitely up to, we are down to do
a crossover.
And to cut out Pub Talk or anything like that to make that a space where you guys can do your shit.
Yeah, that first segment is usually open-ended. Whatever. Yeah.
The beer flights, obviously, we've got to interview your ass, but then we'll do your show. We'll try to show you guys off, see what you guys are. And if we don't like it, we'll just diss your ass on the show.
Yeah. We'll tell you to your face that we don't like you.
I'd be down to talk about like some dead bodies and shit.
So that ends pop culture.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
Fuck Crocs. We're going to go ahead and do the last call.
Okay.
So bartender calls, last call for you guys. Out of the beers you've had today, which one is going to be your last call?
Not necessarily your favorite, what you want to end the night on.
Like, hey, I like this one. I want to try it again.
Yeah, I'm actually, despite my scores, I'm up in the air.
But yeah, don't forget that first one we had. Yeah,
it was really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that one was good.
To me, Megamint's out. It's between Hubbard's Cave and is it Veracity?
Virtuosity.
I told you I wasn't good at reading.
Me either.
I'm going Virtuosity.
Ooh, right, yeah. Okay.
Nice. That's good. So good. Yeah, I'm going Hubbard's Cave.
Okay.
I just finished yours. But so
you're gonna say.
Get and him. I'm taking your glass.
No, you're not. You definitely need to like say the name of the beer, though, not just the brewery.
Oh, El Zacaton.
Oh, okay. Zach. Zacaton. Like Zach Morris?
I don't know. I'm American.
Mac Morris.
How about you? What's your last call there, homie?
My last call will be, I'm going to go with Virtuosity as well, because that mimosa taste would be nice when I'm driving back home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Hubbard's Cave. The Virtuosity was...
wrong one.
El Zacaton or whatever, yeah.
Shut up, Tony.
Christian.
The sour IPA was good, but I feel like the bitterness was a little... would be a little too much for a last call, but I like the spiciness that I can just I can still savor it as I'm driving home.
That one could be a first and last call.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now, is that your favorite of the day? Because...
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's jumping the gun a little bit.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay. Right. I'm going to finish with the Watermelon Seltzer Lady. I think this is a perfect ending beer. Shut up, Christian.
But yeah, so now...
I think it'd be great. So...
Now what Fab's doing, you guys... Now your favorite of the show.
Oh, yeah.
We would ask you guys to sign it, and then eventually when we start hanging our beer cans up again, because it's under construction, we'll display it for all the... next guest to
mine's all the way Hubbard's Cave. Like, not only is it my favorite of the day, I'm gonna go find more of it. I'm gonna call Illy Andy because it's out of that area and see if I can get way more of this.
So and we're gonna see a video of you reviewing it on your podcast soon.
I don't know.
I'm gonna get a whole bunch of it, but I'm not gonna review it.
I might not. Like,
he's
like,
just gonna. That's gonna be his own personal. That's
like,
personal
we're gonna enjoy. Share the link to this, so like, I don't. People don't want to hear me talk about it twice.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes, they're gonna share it.
We do share.
We do. Yeah.
We hate that when people. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Well, they say they'll do it and they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am or I putting on this?
Your autograph.
Autograph
it.
Not just an X. Actually, your name.
Seth Rogen just does like a cursive
bit. Oh, look at that. You do know how.
I've been practicing. On bottles and cans.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for being on the show.
Oh, love being here.
Why don't you give us some of your social media outlets and things that you forgot to say earlier because you were drinking too much and thinking about your wife.
The best place to get everything is MichiganaBeerViewers.com. You can link to all our Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the Beer and Nonsense podcast. So,
yeah, and just what I want to say is like on the Michiana Beer Reviewers Facebook page, you can do reviews. So you guys can come on and review beers on our page. We have a guest side of the page or a community side of the page, and then we have our side of the page where you see our stuff from the admins. So anybody can review a beer. If you think we're full of crap, come and tell us and review the beer yourself. Also, with our podcast, what we try to do that's just a little different from you guys is we try to promote local. That's our big thing. Support local, promote local, drink local. And so that's why you hear a lot of the same people coming on with us because we're just really trying to pub up our local brew community and feed our beer drinking habit. Hobby.
Hobby.
It's a cool hobby. Just to defend us a little bit, we always try to put in a local beer. And
don't defend.
How many local breweries have we gone to lately?
I don't know.
Fester's, Indiana Whiskey Company. Oh, right here in South Bend.
He's trying to flex now. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're not talking down on you. We're just telling you what our focus is.
Yeah, because we asked them what their social medias were.
Right.
So chill the fuck out.
Go now. Wait till they leave, and then you can talk shit. Yeah.
Okay, I was defending, talking shit.
I now know where you live.
No, this is where I live.
This is where he lives.
I know where he lives.
Yeah, get him.
He's going to kill me.
That sucks.
Ransom.
Just leave my cat and girlfriend.
Poop bags. On fire.
Yeah, there's no reason. No, we just do local. Mm-hmm. And we might be in Louisville. That'd be, you know.
Yeah.
Locals for there, right?
Yeah. I was down there last weekend having a great time.
Yeah, we promote local wherever we're at or wherever is local. So that's why we'll do some phone calls with out-of-state people and different things like that because that's local for their area.
Yeah, right.
And we want to pump that up as much as possible because, I mean, like you were saying, I will drink big beer. Mm-hmm. All right. I can't drink craft beer all day. Thad says this all the time. I can't drink craft beer all the day, all time. But I'm not going to promote them. They don't need me. They don't need us.
Yeah.
So we're going to promote those people who do need us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We like to reach the community that aren't craft beer drinkers to let them know that there's more than just the basic domestic.
Because everybody that you talk to be like, hey, do you drink craft beer? They're like, I don't like IPAs. It's like,
For some reason, it's always, like, it's not always just IPAs. IPA.
So that's what they always think. That's the norm, though. That's the what everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, there's stigma to it. And it's like, no, I will find you. We challenge people. You don't like craft beer? Challenge me. I'll find one.
That's what we're all about. We're about.
He tried to challenge Christian with the watermelon, and it didn't work.
We like demystifying the stigma that craft anything doesn't have to be even beer from people. And bring them. We love it when a guest goes like,
I didn't even know.
I didn't even know this was a possibility. I was a guest first, and I didn't even know that sour was a type of beer.
Right.
Right.
And now it's probably my favorite type of beer.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
So that's I actually just started working with a guy at my 9-to-5 that said that he only likes wine. And I was like, challenge accepted. I'm going to find a beer you like, but I want you to come on this journey with me between the Michiana Beer Reviewers and the Beer and Nonsense podcast. And then when we found that beer that you were like, whoa, I want you to come on the podcast and talk about that journey. And they were like, I'm in. So this is coming.
Okay. So you guys plugged everything you need?
I don't know. You let me finish that 12%, so I don't know anymore.
Who's driving? Uber?
Not me.
Uber Eats.
We're good.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Take me
home.
What's
close to our house? What's close to our house?
Taco Bell's coming here and then to my house.
Right?
Well, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Men, I guess.
Men.
All right, Bruce. 15 cities.
South Bend, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Washington, D.C., Clemens, North Carolina, Bradenton, Florida, San Jose, California, Brooklyn, New York, Fort Worth, Texas, Granger, Indiana, Mishawaka, Indiana, Salem, Massachusetts, which is Bayonne, New Jersey, New Market, Maryland, Breckenridge, Ohio, Chelsea, Michigan, Wheatland, Ohio, Frigate on Maine, Hesse, Germany, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and no Clichy, France.
You fucked them
lost
up.
Them.
They thought we died, and they stopped listening.
We lost them for good.
Or we really weren't entertaining enough for them.
We are.
Yeah, three seasons worth of entertainment and all of a sudden stop. They died. That's the only explanation.
Oh, we're actually 4 seasons in, idiot?
Yeah, but they stopped somewhere in season 4.
Yeah, so but they still listen to some of it.
Okay, so 4 seasons in, they went.
Or, I hope they
or
did
maybe
die.
Someone stopped posting to the website and that's where
they that could shit. Not be it.
Okay, so if you. Okay, Cleachy, listen.
Cleachy.
If you died, please let a family. Please let a family member. Tell us, and we will come to your funeral.
Haunt them so we know, and we'll come.
We will get Connor Biddle to to talk to you, to talk to your ghost ass. We will stop. We'll be there.
True. And we'll be there. We definitely will do another.
We know people.
A paranormal.
We know people.
We'll seance the shit out of an episode.
We know a lot of people. We can make this happen.
All right, and now for our socials. What about you, Bruce?
I'm Beerband at Bruce on Twitter and Bruce the Beerband on everything else, including Untapped. The show has, you know, Untapped. We love adding members. We added 2 new members last week. Follow us there. Follow us everywhere. Drunkwithbuds.weebly.com is where our website is. It's periodically updated. But we're on every other streaming platform out there.
Are you done?
Wherever.
I am. Congrats to you.
You didn't even
winner
say
of the shirt.
Yeah, congrats to you, winner of the shirt. I hope you enjoy wearing that.
I hope you enjoy it. We'll name drop you later.
Did Bruce even say our social medias? Yeah, I think he just started talking about stuff.
Did you say everything?
I said Drunk with Buds.
Podcast. There you go.
Everywhere. That was it. I didn't hear Weebly.
Also, give us...
I said Weebly.
Also, give us 5-star ratings. That will help us a bunch. It'll be... Make us push through the ranks so people can actually see us more and more, get us more views, get us more listeners. That one thing can help us go further than ever. Go further than that football that Uncle Rico threw over that mountain.
Yeah, over the mountain. But yeah, so you can find me at the number. You can find me at 2toned87 on Twitter and Instagram, and I lost my place.
I feel like we're all just fucked from these
drinks. I know, right? Well, I'm drinking two different drinks.
That's true. Me too, dude.
I am the number two Tones on Twitter and Instagram. Find me, follow me. Give me a 5-star rating.
Who's the number one Tones?
You don't even want to know.
Damn. So I'm Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me. I think I'm going to start doing TikToks that are like voice related.
I saw that last one, yeah.
I think I'm going to try to do that, try to get that out there a little bit more so people can start seeing that, and then hopefully it gets their eyes towards, hey, does he do anything?
Boom, does he do podcast, anything else?
Boom, 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 I do. And so, and then I guess if I become a voice actor in the long run, that's going to be even better. So, cool. And PETOWNE on Twitter is my personal, but I'm also the social media guy for the Drunk with Buds. That's our socials, and thanks for listening, everybody. Stay sexy. This is trap, bass, hip-hop, rap, instrumental, no copyright sound, free use music by free, no copyright on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm a snake in the sheets. Look at you, man. I'm gonna beat it up like a
Jew.
Whoa. I'm gonna beat it up like Ryu. Hit you with the Hadouken. Yeah. Gonna beat your ass like Ken, cause that's his rival, man. And that's what I mean. If you ever play Street Fighter, then you know it, man. And
Sonic Boom.
Yeah. I'm drinking all these beers. I'm drinking all these beers. I'm chicking all these cheers. Taking everything that I can. It's the end of the year, and we celebrating every day, dear. Cause you know that I'm hard to you, but you know that I'm hard for you. Cause you know that I'ma thrive for you. I would die for you. I'ma dive in the ocean for you. Just kidding. Yeah. I would never do that, cause I'd run into a whale. And you know if I do that, then I'ma punch him in the face. Yeah, because they're gonna eat me. And you know that I hate whales, so that's a threat. And I fear, and I can't ever come that. Yeah.
Yeah.
NBR on the track, look at them motherfuckers. Hopefully they come back, cause they need to react to other beers that we got. Man in the attic, like Lisa Frank. Wait, that's Anne Frank I meant. Hey!
Lisa Anne Frank.
Hiding in the attic.
That reminds me, South Park did a joke like that just recently. Hey, check it out. Paramount Plus. Yeah.
Woo! Honer be crying, cause South Park.
I did, man. They did my man dirty, bro. They're like, why the fuck did I do that to my dude, man? So stupid, dude.